Americans.
Start your day with Martin
Beskar.
I listen to Martin every morning.
Weekdays, 6 to 9.
Love the show.
My tonics are out of the
I do appreciate it. How's it? Good morning. Should we put this right veilig? I see some people already loading the buckies and the vans and the stuff. Looks like some people are already going on holiday. Lucky ones, eh? I don't know anymore. I'm so confused now. I don't know about you. All these reports coming in from especially the Eastern Cape and the Garden Route. And let's be honest, that is a very, very popular holiday destination in South Africa. Apparently, listen to this, the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape currently account for 80% of all new cases recorded in the country. 80%.
Wow.
It's the 2nd of December. What are we going to do? Over the past 7 days, the Garden Route has seen a 117% increase in new COVID-19 cases and a 96% increase in deaths.
Sure.
There in Gerda's news at 6:30, you heard there from the health services saying that some of those facilities are already at capacity. Now, if you've never been down to the Garden Route for a holiday, can I know for you, say, Plakkers is Jeffrey's Bay in Pletmerk Bay, even St. Francis and Die Plekke, Neisner, those places, they burst at the seams. Those are normally pretty small, quiet places during the year. In December, it is a mess.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't find parking. It is just, there's a mere mess van mense. But by mense, natuurlijk van nou, when it's holiday vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vibe.
Mm.
But now, what now? What now? I personally, that's where I'm going. We're booked in Cape St. Francis.
Okay.
That's slap bang in the Garden Route.
That's right there.
You know, it's my spot. It's my kind of home valley that most now.
Are you rethinking now?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. Hmm. What do you do? Because it's not about... So here's the thing. When you go on holiday and you cut your foot open on the rock,
mm-hmm.
or you go, you know, walking, you've got to go to a health facility,
yeah.
a clinic or a hospital. That's where it starts getting complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about COVID-19. It's about access to...
To medical facilities.
To medical facilities.
Yeah. To services, full
yeah.
stop.
Services.
Those areas are so overrun over the season.
Ambulances. It's already a problem in normal under normal circumstances.
Yes.
Now what now? No, what no? You know what? And here's the thing. We need to hear from government now. It's now enough. You've now fed us all this information. We now know 117% increase, 80% of all the new COVID cases. What now? Talk to me. What are you going to do? Are you going to lock down? Are you going to shut down? Are you going to what? Also, tourism places there. Talk to us. Talk to us. We're trying to get hold of people saying to us, right, this is what's going to happen. We're going to have to start limiting the amount of people coming through there. We are going to shut down. I know that Plet Tourism, for instance, I think they, one of the tourism officers that came forward and said that the big events, because now you must understand, this is holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the big rages, obviously not going to happen.
Yeah.
You've got the big New Year's parties.
Mm-hmm.
Plet Main Beach, St. Francis, I don't know, it used to be the ruined parties
yeah.
and stuff like that. And Jeffrey's Bay and Jay Bay over December, yeah, there's music, there's events wat gaan gebeur. What's going to happen with the events now? Plettenberg Bay is coming out saying, listen, most of those events don't look like they're going to be happening. Okay?
Sure.
And they're gonna look way different
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Now's the time, I think, that we need information.
Yeah.
I know the president is meeting...
Oh, he
I
is?
Think now. Or is it the president? I know Dr. Zweling Mkhize met yesterday.
Okay.
With what come now. Talk to us.
I think they're still trying to figure it out, to be quite frank. I said no, and they kind of scrambling and seeing where and what can be done with the least amount of carnage, I guess.
It's a tough call. I'll be the first to say, listen, I'm glad I'm not making that call because you cannot put this country in a hard lockdown over December. You will literally kill what's left of tourism.
And I think that's why we're not hearing from the tourism sector in that region, because they don't want to say, come, everything's going to be fine. But they're also caught between a rock and a hard place, because they can't say stay home, because the region needs the injection of cash.
It's a catch-22. Mm. What you going to do? Oh. You know what? I'm hearing of people, though, that are changing their holiday plans that are booked along that stretch.
Okay.
The Garden Route into the Western Cape. I know Cape Town also came out saying... We're going to crack down. So I'm asking you this morning, help a big easel met the antwoord of twee. Het jy jou vakansieplanne verander? Have you changed your holiday plans for this year, for December 2020? And how's it looking now? 084-850-0942. Because I'm hell of a confused. Nat's on the line. Hi, Nat. How are you?
I'm well, and you guys?
Right, you guys. Natalie, where are you from?
Yes. I'm from Dahlstrom, the place that you love the most in the world.
I love Dahlstrom.
Yeah, I'm looking out my bedroom window at the moment.
Oh, stop
and
it.
The valley. Yeah. I haven't got up for work.
Unnecessary. Too much information.
Filled with mist, just the proper Dully's weather.
She's that person.
I'm encouraging everybody that wants to change their travel plans to take a visit to Dahlstrom for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm the GM of the Highlander Hotel, so I'm just getting in a little bit of free advertising. So you know what? We might be a quaint little village, but there is loads of activities to do. Not only trout fishing, there is so many other things to do for kids, for women, for men. There's lots of shops that have sprung up as a result of COVID, you know, new businesses that have sprung up. So if you can't make it to the Cape, come to Mpumalanga, come to Dahlstrom.
Funny you mentioned that. I actually spoke to people yesterday,
mm-hmm.
who said they changed their plans. They're not going to the garden route anymore. They are going Dahlstrom way. Isn't that fun?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah,
good
well,
job
we
there.
Hope to see all those that can't go. We're COVID-free. We are COVID-free.
For now, don't just
inviting everyone.
Arrogant. You just invited half of South Africa to come to Dahlstrom instead.
Yeah, please. Only the healthy ones, okay? Only the healthy ones.
Oh, sure. That's how it works.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, listen, good to hear from you. And love to everyone in Dolly's. You know how much I love that place.
Yeah.
And have a good, safe season, okay?
Yep, you guys too, hey? And thanks for the wonderful program. You guys keep me going in the morning.
Wonderful. Thanks, Nat. Thank you so much. It is a stunning part. I actually had this conversation with someone yesterday saying they changed their plans. They're now heading more inwards. Mm-hmm.
Everyone living in that area now is side-eyeing her just a little bit this morning. So, what not for Nat?
You owe them all breakfast at that stunning, stunning hotel. I know it. It's beautiful.
Wake up. Wake up with Martin Bester on breakfast.
I love it.
Jacaranda FM.